As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're just a few days away from the start of the NFL draft. A lot going on with the Eagles, what they'll do with pick 32 or a trade up. And, of course, the Phillies. A weekend which had 2 wins, but that bullpen is a real problem. 215-592-9494. Hugh, joining us right now is Rhea Hughes.
Yes, and Rhea is brought to us by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive BedMatch technology. To find your perfect mattress, Joe. You found your perfect mattress yet?
Our mattress is okay. I don't know if it's the one. It's like the, you know, your forever home. I don't know if it's the forever mattress.
It's not the forever mattress.
No, I might need a new one.
I actually built a bed frame.
Really?
Like a nice bed frame.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
They lied, said it would take like 45 minutes. It took me four hours.
Okay. But that's not too bad. It's one afternoon.
I might have stopped for a cocktail in between because I was stressed out by building it, but it's beautiful and I'm very happy with it.
They should put that in the directions. 45 minutes or 4 hours if you stop for a cocktail in the middle. Rhea, a lot to get to. Let's start with the Phillies in the weekend, then we'll work our way to the Eagles. Look, 2 out of 3 is good, right? You always want 2 out of 3.
That's what Meatloaf said.
Mm-hmm. But
2 out of 3,
they were this close to losing 2 out of 3 to the Marlins because of this bullpen. Rhea, it's a real problem.
Saturday was so funny because I had a lot of errands to run. So I'm listening to Fransky and Stocker. And I remember I'm driving down Moya Mensing and I'm, you know, heading home. And it's all happy. It's 11 to 4. And, you know, it's all going. And as I slowly get home, you hear the stress start to creep into Scott Fransky's voice.
Scott's the best, isn't he?
He is. You can tell how a game is going just by the inflection in Scott's voice.
Yes.
And, you know, and then we get to yesterday. And, I mean, listen, I'm not as sold on Orion Kerkering as a lot of people, but, I mean, of what you have, your best three people are Orion, Alvarado, and Strom. Strom and Alvarado, because of what happened this weekend, are not available tonight.
Mm-hmm. So now that they're going into their biggest series of the year
Romano
so far.
Romano will pitch tonight.
There's no if it's a close game, his 15 ERA is rolling in there.
Yeah.
So look, they're second worst in baseball in ERA, and they have to figure out something here. Now it's
best in quality starts.
I know.
It's insane.
They've blown 6 saves already.
Yeah, I know.
And now I saw Topper after the game yesterday said it's the first time they lost when leading after 7. To me, that's more luck than anything, right? They've blown the games, but they've actually won them. That probably won't continue. Rhea, they need to do something. So the issue is it's hard to find replacements in April, right? You're not going to probably make trades in April.
Yeah.
So, all right, what do you think? Is it crazy? Is it plausible that Painter is the answer? The way I look at it is, they don't need a starting pitcher. Now, they might if they have an injury, but right now, they don't need a starting pitcher. No. They need a reliever. But your thought on my idea that Painter could be the help as the season goes on.
Has he ever done it?
I don't think so.
Has he always been a starter?
I would imagine he's always been a starter. High school, I mean, he came out of high school, right? Then he pitched here for a little bit, and now he's coming back from the injury.
Well, that's the thing is, he's not coming back from like a, you know, shoulder inflammation.
Right.
He's coming back from, you're going to pitch him like every couple of days?
So the way I view it is he would pitch 2 or 3 innings, because he's built up to that already, every few days, right? The way I view it is they have a lead after 6 innings, and he just finishes that game. Yeah. And then he'll pitch again, you know, 3-4 days down the line. I just think He could help more.
I keep hearing he's the best.
I know.
Prospect we've had, you know, what, since Cole?
Yeah.
And but you know, we had a discussion this morning, and I don't disagree with DeCameron. It's like, well, you know, what about Ranger going in there?
Hugh mentioned that this morning.
Yeah.
Well, and the whole point is, you know, Ranger's not going to agree to that. He's in a contract here.
But what is he going to say?
He leaves it to his agent, who is Scott Boras.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to tell him. It's that would be, to me, the easiest move to make.
Yeah.
And he's done it.
And he's done it.
Yes.
And he's done it.
It's a contract year, though.
I mean, if he agrees to it, that's great. But, you know, Scott Boras is going to go, uh-uh. No, you are in a contract year.
So part of the equation there is now he didn't pitch great on Friday. He only pitched, what, four innings, but whatever
Taiwan,
it was.
Yeah.
If Taiwan pitches well, they could just say, Ranger, we don't have a spot right now. You know what I mean? It's almost like not a demotion. It's you have.
Oh, no, you have to ask.
Yeah.
But I just think it's there's more chance of Andrew Painter going to the bullpen than I think Ranger.
I just feel like they have, it's almost like square peg, round hole. They have more than enough starting pitching when they all get healthy.
Yes.
But they need to fix the bullpen because, Rhea, we've known it. We've seen it in other years here. A bad bullpen could ruin a pretty good team.
Oh, well, the 2020?
Was
it 2020?
Yeah. And 21.
Wasn't that epically bad?
They had the worst bullpen ERA ever.
Yeah. Well, they're at second right now. trending upward.
And it's one of those things you can't run from it. You could have a good offense, a good starting rotation, but every night.
Well, because what happened yesterday was a prime example because, you know, I know some people are like, I see Twitter after the game. Why did you take out
Jesus?
I get it. He was injured last year.
Yep.
He's been pitching brilliantly. I don't want to mess with that either. By the fact that Harper and Stott, you know, played sloppy defense, he had to throw 21 pitches in that inning.
Yes.
He wasn't coming back out for the eighth.
Well, he was, and it's April, right? They're not going to push him.
And I, you know, I'm always like, you know, don't blow again. But to me, that, you know, that seemed reasonable. And it's not like the Marlins are a major league team.
They're not.
They're not. They have one guy.
Hugh, they are. You like to call a lot of teams tomato cans.
Can, but
the
they
Marlins
really
are really tomato cans.
Yeah, and I almost, you know, you see a game like yesterday and this weekend, and you try to explain away, well, they play down to the competition. No, you're not. You don't have that luxury to do that.
No, not. And Saturday, that was Romano. They threw a guy in there. What they did to that poor pitcher that they called up.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they went, dude, you just got here. We're going to blow out your arm for like six. I mean, Fransky was crushing them.
They basically were conceding the loss. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
Completely concealed it.
And they almost beat him.
And then Romano comes along.
Man, it's a mess. Yeah. And this, you know, as
Man,
much as...
It almost makes it a game.
He did make it a game.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
As much as Topper's going to get the heat day-to-day for
not
this...
Not for me on this one.
This is Dombrowski.
I have somebody a little bit higher up.
Middleton. Because he stopped the spending?
Because he stopped the spend. Like, you know, it was...
He got tight all of a sudden.
You know, and people go, I'm not talking about what his payroll is. I'm talking about what he spent this offseason.
Yeah.
And I don't... We know the outfield wasn't good enough.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Kepler's not really doing anything for me. And this bullpen is not very good.
Well, and then it's hard not to look at Jeff Hoffman.
It's thin. I'll say this.
It's thin.
Thin after the top three guys.
But my concern is they're going to burn out the good ones.
Oh, they're on base. I forget what the number is, but it's insane the amount of innings that Strom and Alvarado, we know what happens to them when they pitch them too much.
Yep. Well, and then the issue is, like, because the bullpen is so bad with the other guys, these, like, Saturday, Alvarado should have never had to come in the game.
No.
When you're winning 11-4, your closer should be able to go home early, like, let alone come in the game.
That's you put Romano in that, because it's not a high-leverage situation until it was.
He made it one. He totally made it one. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll get to some Eagles stuff, specifically about A.J. Brown for a lot of different reasons. Tyler's at Bryn Mawr. What's up, Tyler? Tyler,
hey, what's
up?
Going on, guys?
What's
hey,
up, Tyler?
How are you guys doing today?
Good,
what's
Tyler. What's
on,
up?
Tyler?
Good. Typically, Joe, I don't agree with you on your Phillies takes, but I agree with Painter in the bullpen. You know, he just came off the Tommy John surgery. I don't want him throwing seven innings, eight innings every 4 or 5 days, maybe one inning, maybe two innings, you know, every other day. I think this is the best way to bring him up. You also mentioned David Price, you know, in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
The Rays did that. He was huge for getting them to the World Series. Obviously, they lost to us. But, yeah, I think that's the right play, you know, having him. And with Ranger, I don't care what Boras says. Put his behind in that bullpen. He's always hurt. Always hurt. I mean, he hasn't had a healthy season as a starter yet.
Well, he hasn't, no.
You know,
And right, we know he can do it. I mean, he's the one that closed out the NLCS against the Padres, and he did it in 21 absolutely. To a really high level. Like, Tyler, for me, if they just keep the Painter thing the way they're going to do it, he's going to arrive in June or July. He's probably going to pitch really well, 4 or 5 innings at a time in the rotation, and then they're going to blow his starts because the bullpen stinks behind him. It just feels like we got an answer, and we don't want to go there because, you know, I understand why. He's a great pitching prospect, and you don't want to mess with it, but I just think it would help them win the World Series.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like you said, right, this year from the All-Star break on, put him in a bullpen, then next year have that, you know, build him back up, let him be that 15, 16-year starter we all think he can be, just like David Price has been for his career.
Yeah, and a lot of guys have done it. Yeah, Tyler. Yeah, and the Ranger part, I'm with you. I know Hugh and Rhea have made the point, and they're right, that his agent probably wouldn't like it, but
no.
Hey, man.
Who cares? You know, he'll get paid next year regardless of where he goes. I don't need to see Boris have any more influence on this team that he already has.
It's too late, I think.
Yeah, might be on that. Tyler, good phone call there.
Was Smoltz a starter?
Yes.
And then became, like, how many years was he? I'm just trying to
remember. Oh, he was later into his career.
Later into his career when he became a closer.
It usually seems to happen in the beginning or the end.
Yeah,
right?
Brett Myers. Yeah.
Now, Jonathan Papelbon did it and never went back to the rotation because he was a prospect as a starter. I mean,
and such a great personality.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
He was different.
Still the all-time Philly save leader.
Bryce, I know.
He did. Yeah.
But Bryce was a little arrogant as a young buck.
No, I'm just saying, Papelbon was about that action, though. He was about that action.
Yeah, some may have thought of Bryce as a punk when he was that stage of his career.
Yes.
Including Cole Hamels, who plunked him.
Yeah.
That's my favorite, like, back in the day. Because you imagine that guy's a Philly, and he became a Philly.
Well, you just never imagine that Cole would be the one who did it. Because Cole didn't have that reputation.
Yeah,
Cole, he's
a wiry little fellow.
Yeah.
He's not, you know, you don't think. But those be the ones that have the fire, the spit fire.
Oh, yeah, you don't. Yeah, it's the quiet ones you got to worry about. Was Cole good on? I listened to yesterday's game.
I was listening on the radio too.
The whole
time. I did read that he was good.
I wanted to check in, but I forgot.
Did you watch the game, Buzz? Or just
I was
listening?
There. I didn't hear it either.
Okay. I'm sure he was good. I thought he was good in spring training.
I heard him in spring training. I didn't hear him yesterday.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Let's get to some Eagles stuff here. First, Rhea, you broke the news this morning that AJ Brown unfortunately had his car stolen. So let's hope he gets that thing back.
Well, AJ broke his. This is why
you broke his news.
I broke his news. And I wonder if it's the car. Somebody had said that like he had kind of this budget car that he used to drive to.
Okay,
like it was a Honda or something.
Something like that, but like an older one. Because Hondas are very good cars. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
nothing,
very.
Yeah,
I drive a Honda.
But apparently it was a several year old car. And it got stolen. And I was joking maybe. They started off-season workouts today, and he probably needed a ride from one of his teammates or had to Uber.
So we have a clip, AJ. He posted about this, and then he put up a video. Here's AJ talking about, unfortunately, his car was stolen.
Come on, Philly. Come on, man. He stole my whip last night. Come on, man. I make a deal with you, bro. To whoever you are, which I'm going to find out soon. I make a deal with you, bro. Just bring the whip back, bro. I won't press charges, bro. Just bring the whip back, bro. And you can go on about your day. But if I find you, come on, bro. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. And I'm gonna come in the interrogation room. I might see about you, my boy. Like, I'm on that. But just bring the whip back, bro. You smooth with it though. You pulled up at 3:42. You walked. You got up out of there at 3:45. You fast on your feet. Real fast. I'm gonna show you how fast I am on my feet. Yeah. Real talk. Like this finna get done today. Like, bro, so you might well pull back up, bro. Drop that out, bro. We know it yet. Right now. Like, pull back up, bro.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Hugh, you've unfortunately had experience with this kind of stuff. You got any advice for AJ here?
Well, I will say this, because they stole both of my Hellcats. Mm. They stole both of them within.
They steal your Lamborghini?
No, they did not steal that one. That was because that was in the garage. That used to be in the garage, but
except for when you would park it illegally when we did remotes.
those days are long gone. We abide by the law now.
The old Hugh Douglas.
We abide by the law now. But the first
Hugh, you
one,
can't park there. Yes, I can.
The first one I got stolen, Rhea. I had that same bravado.
Yeah.
When I was talking about, you know, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. No. Friend of mine told me, one of my friends that, let's just say he's more adept in the streets than I am. He said, that's not what you want to do. These kids nowadays stealing cars, they're equipped, and it's more than one person.
Did
normally.
He say 3 minutes it took him to get that
yeah,
car?
Yeah,
wow.
3:42?
3:45 they left, he said, yeah.
The first one that they stole it in the daytime. I went inside, some friends of mine were in town. I went home to take a shower.
Wow.
I jumped in the shower, and I got out. And I was walking to the parking lot, and I was like, wow, that car looks like mine. And I was like, no, but here's the thing.
It was moving?
No, it was. Yes. He was driving out the garage, right? And I was like, the hood up on that car. And I was like, that looks like my car. That is
that
my
is
car.
My car.
That is my car. And I started yelling. I'm like, yo, took off. That was the first one.
Yeah.
They, cameras all over the place, wherever they went. They never saw that car again. So wow. I called myself the second one. I got the, it's called the Uconnect, the some Guardian that Dodge has for their vehicles. It's not supposed to be stolen. It's supposed to be able to track it wherever you are, wherever
got
it's in
stolen.
The States.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they took that sucker and never saw it again. Never saw neither one of them again,
wow.
ever. So I don't, like, that's why I was kind of curious to what kind of car that he has. If you know where your car is, bro, you need to go probably get that, like, right now. Because it's probably, wherever it is, it's probably not going to be there too long. And this is a port city. So it's good chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's a high-end vehicle, that thing probably gone. They probably chopped it and chopped it up or whatever.
Well, he's saying he knows where it is, so it's got
So if he knows where it is, he probably needs to go get it.
I know where my car is parked at all times.
Right. So you know where it is.
I know where it is. Yeah. Which was helpful when it got towed one time.
Well, yeah, but that would be very helpful.
Yeah. But it's like these
car
thieves
nowadays.
You think
it's stolen, and in fact, no.
There's
these
no,
car thieves are ridiculous with it. They get them quick.
Yeah. There's no worse feeling than you think your car's somewhere, and then you go there, and it's not there.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's towed or stolen,
it's
like
horrifying.
Because I can understand, Hugh, why you're like, that can't be mine. Because I've had my car towed before, right? Yeah. Most people have.
Yeah.
And you go to the spot, you're like, wait, maybe I parked it somewhere else.
Yes.
And then it hits you like, no, it was here, and it's not here anymore.
It's the worst.
It's gone.
You feel violated, too. And the unfortunate thing for me, I've never seen either one of them ever
That's
again.
That's amazing.
Yeah, never saw them again.
Wow.
And that was the end of that kind of car for you?
Because I was telling y'all, I said, I want another one, but I don't want the drama that comes with driving a car like
yeah.
that.
Well, if you get one, don't tell anyone. Let's keep that, quiet. We'll come back for the third time. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phones, and then we got to get Rhea's take on the draft. The Eagles Thursday night. Aaron is up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. What's up, buddy?
What a great topic, car theft. Being in San Diego... Every time you drive across the border, you'll see the Federales lined up with their brand new Tacomas, and you just wonder how many of those have been taken from San Diego and taken over the border.
I'm sure more than a lot of those, Garen. I'm sure it happens. All right, what are you thinking on the Phils here?
I cannot believe that people are using the Phillies and World Series in the same sentence.
Because of the bullpen?
If you watch that series this weekend, they allowed the Marlins in two games to score 17 runs.
It's remarkable. I mean, the Marlins team, I watch a lot of baseball. I don't know who any of those guys are.
Not a clue. Quantrill. Cal
yes.
Quantrill, just because I know his father played
Paul,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, played here.
Yeah, but they're maybe the most nondescript team in baseball. They're not even top prospects. They're just guys.
They're just trying to get through.
They're just trying to get... I think their payroll's like $20 million for the season.
Yeah. It's insane.
And you're right, Aaron. They came in here and they just beat this bullpen around for 2 days.
It's amazing, you know. And in terms of, you know, the most frustrating thing, too, is after the game, listening to Topper just kind of like do his like, yeah, well, it's, I don't, yeah, okay, yeah, they're going to get better, yeah, yeah. It's like, where's the fire? Where's the energy? Where's the... turning over the table and trying to wake these guys up.
Well, I wish he had a little
That's
more of that.
That's not Topper. Although I've never seen him run to the mound as fast as when he thought Jesus Luzardo was it.
You're right.
I heard Fransky. He's like, oh my God, he's running out of the... And I'm going, oh no, he must have like broke something.
Topper running? That's new. But Aaron, to defend him a little bit, what is he supposed to say? Yeah. Like the owner and GM gave me a garbage bullpen? So I'll go, he can't say that out loud.
Yeah, he can't do that.
Here, Joe, I'm actually in agreement with you today. You know, I think they should bring, you know, Painter up. And if you're concerned about the, you know, the surgery or the arm, then go to a six-man rotation for a period of time, you know, where you can satisfy Ranger. And then you can move, you know, Tyon Walker is usually good for like an inning or two before he falls apart. So I think he'd be all right in the bullpen.
He may play up a little bit. I don't know. Like, if you move Taiwan, am I going to get excited about that? Is that the key to fixing this?
You want some exciting moves.
Yeah, like a high octane reliever.
But the thought process was going into this that you were going to a 6-man rotation, but Painter was going to be the 6th man.
Well, he's the depth piece.
Yeah,
that's going to replace someone.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, if we need to bring. I know he may not be ready, but you know, unfortunately, with the way that Rojas are playing, we need Crawford to come up and see what
Rojas
what he can
is
do
actually
do
playing. Oh,
I know he had a good weekend.
He had a really good
three hits this weekend.
I'm surprised you didn't come in here today saying, "See, I told you so."
But he almost
caught Boehm at home plate.
He is Rojas. Really fast when he's on, and Boehm's really slow. So that's a good combination.
It's a deadly combination.
Aaron, look, they need help out there, and we appreciate the phone call. The issue is it's hard to find help in April, so this bullpen thing might continue for a while. All right, Rhea, draft Thursday night.
Yes.
Do you have a player? Do you have a name? Do you have like this? Number 32. It's hard to get a gauge on what they're going to do. How about a trade? Like, what do you want to see them do on Thursday?
If the player they want, you know, which everybody keeps saying, oh, is it Walter Nolan?
Yeah.
That's the
defensive
guy you
tackle.
Heard about. It. Yeah,
from Michigan, right? That's the Michigan.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
I'm thinking about.
Ole Miss.
Okay.
If he's close enough to trade up and get him, As a Raku's local kid.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of great stuff
about
him.
He has a cool name, too.
And I do.
Donovan Ezeraku sounds like a good football player.
It took me a long time to learn how to pronounce it.
No, don't. Why you
I had a good name for him, but they wouldn't let me.
So, did you hear about this?
No.
So
I had a name for him.
Donovan Ezeraku has, I believe, Nigerian roots.
He's a Nigerian, and we got Aziz Ojulari.
Yes.
And I was going to call him the Angry African.
So, he suggested this as if I could say this out loud. I was like, we're not doing this. What? You're trying to get me in trouble. We're not saying this. He thinks he's real funny. We're not calling him that if he gets here.
I'm more at you laughing.
I know.
Really?
Because he really thought he came up with something. We're like, no.
Proud of yourself?
Yes, I am.
Because I don't think he realized at first what he was suggesting.
No, I mean, I didn't, but after he looked at me crazy, I did.
Other than the nickname. Yes. Nah, he'd be cool to have. I'm in on Ezeraku.
Yes.
We're not calling him that.
No. No, we're not. We don't want to keep our jobs.
Right.
Except just, for you.
Yeah.
Look at, I have never
seen. He's in
seen
tears
you
over here.
So giddy about anything you've ever said.
No.
And I've known you for like 20 years.
It was the look that you gave me when I said
we all gave you the same look. Like, we can't, we're not going like, to call
you,
him that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you in this social climate?
Wow.
All right. So Walter Nolan, Ezeraku, one of those guys. We've lost you for the rest of the day.
Yeah, we've lost the segment, yeah, I think.
It's over.
Yeah. Look at him.
Is he crying?
Yeah.
Are there literal tears?
He's going to start snorting next. So that's the next thing. We've lost him.
Well, that's when you know you have me.
Yes.
When I snort. Like, I don't snort that often, but
okay,
occasionally.
Okay, I'm back.
You good? All right. Trade up if they like a player. Like, what are you hoping for Thursday?
Like a couple spots. Like, okay. Not a lot. I mean, I think, you know, God, they have the draft capital.
They have 20 picks next 2 years.
So, yeah, I would like to see something. You know, move up. You want to see something because it's just been, you know.
Blah.
Hey, we won the Super Bowl. Oh, man.
It's been a blah offseason. Yeah. And defense, I'm assuming? Or are you in on the offensive idea, too?
Well, I think they've got everybody on the offense signed through, like, 2035.
Four out of the five linemen, the quarterback, running back, two receivers.
I mean, yeah, it better be defense.
Well, that's what I've said. And, you know, Hugh over here, Mr. Offense.
What are we going to get, Lane's eventual replacement?
Or he wants a wide receiver.
Oh, you're right. Wide receiver.
I know. Tell him. Please tell him. It's ridiculous. Rhea.
Who was what was the receiver's name from, what was it, Texas?
Matthew Golden.
He ran a 4.2.
Okay.
He's a slot receiver.
Wonderful.
I was like, I mean,
we need defensive players.
No, I'm just saying, if we got a slot receiver ran a 4.2, I wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah,
with that.
I would like to get a receiver, but maybe like in the third round.
Right.
Yeah, I'm saying, but if you got him at 32 and he was there, I wouldn't have a problem.
No,
yeah, but
need defense. AJ a third or a second?
AJ Brown was second round pick.
Can get great receivers in the second.
You
third.
Know, it's funny because when I said that, people got mad at me for saying, but
you're actually right about that.
You can't get a good receiver in the second.
Oh, I enjoyed Friday driving back home from the Borgata. I thought literally Kyle was going to lose his mind.
Oh, that's why he's out today. He did a weekend long headache.
Day?
Yeah, he needed it. Yeah, once in a while you need a break. And we get that.
You guys were killing him. It was beautiful.
He was wrong. Yeah. 215-592-9495. Rhea, thank you, and enjoy the draft, and we'll see you soon.
You got it.
All right, there she goes, Rhea Hughes. All right, coming up, your phone calls. Plus, we got to get a little update here on the A.J. Brown situation. Friday, we threw out a hypothetical. It became an actual thing up in Boston with a reporter on their station about the Eagles and A.J. Brown, the number four pick. We'll give you that update and what Adam Schefter said this morning about the possibility of an A.J. Brown trade during the NFL draft. 215-592-9494. Are you with me? Andrew Painter, move him to the bullpen to save this bullpen. I think that's what the Phillies need to do. A lot of people today say, nah, just let him be a starter. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Midday Show. You know what I was thinking about with this song?
What are you thinking about?
What's his name? Chris Berman, when he used to have the nicknames for all players.
Yeah, Bad Moon Rising.
Andre Bad Moon Rising. Yeah. I love that one. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Buzz in for Kyle today. Your calls here, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, we will have a daily mock at 1 o'clock. We'll check in with you people later in the show today. We'll see who they're mad at today. I want to move Andrew Painter to the bullpen now, or at least the idea of transitioning him to the bullpen to get him here this summer to help in that capacity. Look, to me, the Phillies don't need a starting pitcher to win the World Series. They have Zach Wheeler. They have Jesus Luzardo. They have Christopher Sanchez. Let's hope and I think assume Aaron Nola will figure out at least to be a high-end four. They've got enough starting pitching. Suarez is coming back soon. Hughes guy Taiwan has been serviceable. They got starting pitching. What we don't have is a bullpen. 5.81 ERA. It's the second worst in baseball. This bullpen's bad enough to ruin a season. I need Andrew Painter in the bullpen throwing smoke in July, August, September, and October. Do you agree, disagree? Should they move Painter to the bullpen? I've seen a lot of guys do it. Chris Sale, David Price. They could come back to the rotation down the line. I want him as a reliever right now. We'll get back to your calls on the Phils. Cam Jurgens signs a four-year extension with the Eagles this morning, so they got a lot of this line locked up. Congratulations, Cam Jurgens. But, Hugh, let's give everyone a little update here on the A.J. Brown situation. So, on Friday when we started our show, you know, I said, hypothetically, if Travis, that's the key, always keyword. If Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter fell a little bit in the draft, they probably won't. But if they did, I'd be willing to trade AJ for him. Now, look, I don't know if the Eagles would be, but I would be. And we talked about it, and we had our conversation on Friday. Kyle needed a mental health day today because we drove him crazy on Friday. I thought it was a fun conversation. Then the afternoon show, Hugh got on the air Friday, and they basically, their conversation was, if this happened, would you be mad at the Eagles, or would you understand the idea of what they're trying to do? So that was our conversation.
You mean basically like a conversation you might have at like your local watering hole?
Yes.
Something like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. So,
you know, hypothetical.
And I thought their conversation on Friday was interesting off of ours. Like, all right, let's say this happened. How would you react? All right, so that was Friday. So I thought that was the end of it. But then on the afternoon show on WEEI up in Boston, listen to this. Their afternoon show, a report that there actually was some reality to the hypothetical we were throwing out. Here that was Friday, WEEI.
Earlier today, a little birdie with some really good intelligence, a well-sourced phone call, came to me to offer this possible scenario. If somebody that we wanted the Patriots to select very badly, Abdul Carter, were to fall to fourth, and I know this scenario is slightly unlikely, if he were to fall at fourth overall, how would you feel about a certain team that recently won the Super Bowl calling up your New England Patriots in desperation and want of Abdul Carter and offering a certain wide receiver who has admitted that he loves New England and would love to play for the Patriots and possibly more selections in a blockbuster draft day trade. That's right. I got a call earlier today saying that the Philadelphia Eagles really, really, really want Abdul Carter and that they would consider, or rather are planning, to call your New England Patriots on draft day if Carter falls to four to see if Mike Vrabel would like a reunion with A.J. Brown and possibly more draft selections and compensation to come.
So that was Paul Fitzgerald from WEEI calling into the afternoon show with that, what I guess you call it, a scoop, whatever he heard there. Hugh, what's your reaction to that? Because it's, look, it's one thing to have a thought, a hypothetical. Now, he added a little bit
of... He has some sauce.
Right, he said, I heard. Now, none of this means this is going to happen. But obviously, they're talking about it up there. We brought it up on Friday here. What's your reaction to what you heard there on EEI on Friday?
My honest reaction?
Mm-hmm.
For all y'all that say we made up the story, y'all can kiss my ass. Because we're in a position where we don't have to make up. It was a hypothetical. So all y'all that you know chimed in and was talking about, we ain't got nothing to talk about, you owe me an apology, and this is how.
Oh, well, apologies to Hugh.
Well, yeah, this is how sports radio talk goes. This is what we do. It's a hypothetical situation. And like I said before, there's other things that you could have all up in your feelings about. This ain't one of them, because we said at the beginning that this was a hypothetical. And the fact that, you know, now this story has got legs, it should let you know how these things tend to work. You know, nobody's sitting up here thinking about what we're going to say to trigger you listening, or you that say you don't listen on a day-to-day basis. These are real conversations that people are having. We ain't making stuff up. So that would be my first response.
Here's how far the story went. It got Adam Schefter to snoop around. So Schefter did throw some cold water on this, which I was waiting. I thought at some point, like after the whole weekend, because there's a lot of stories about this, right? The WEI audio we played, I was like, wait a second. If this is not going to happen, it would probably behoove the Eagles to put this out there to someone, whether it be a local reporter or a national reporter, like, hey, put this fire out because it's getting too loud. Well, that did happen here. So Adam Schefter this morning wrote a whole thing about like draft stuff he's hearing before Thursday night. And this is a quote from Schefter's article this morning. Contrary to internet speculation, the Eagles are not trading A.J. Brown. So Schefter says no. They heard in the EEI, maybe yes. Hugh, I would call it a big long shot that the Eagles would actually move A.J. Brown. But I just think it's interesting. It keeps coming up. Not like a few months ago, again now. It's weird to me it keeps coming up. If I had to guess right now, he's not going anywhere.
No.
He'll be here.
No, and plus, the thing that we pointed out Friday that everybody else pointed out, we know that there's a certain cap ramifications that go along with this.
There's a big loss on the cap, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, we've known teams in the past to move on from cap ramifications like this. I don't think the Eagles are one of those teams that would do that, but hey, you never know. That's why it was stated that it was hypothetical. It was a hypothetical situation. But it's also, and I'm not trying to give it any more life, but a lot of times before the draft, you hear a lot of things that might be the case or whatever. And a lot of times people say stuff to calm it down. They don't want anybody to get an inkling of what they might want to do. Now, outside of the A.J. Brown situation, I have heard that the Eagles do like Abdul Carter. I've heard that.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, that probably goes without saying. You know, when you talk about what he's been and, you know, the comparisons to Micah Parsons and what Micah Parsons has been for the Dallas Cowboys. So that's no surprise. But what are the Eagles willing to do to move up that far?
Right. A week or two ago, we talked about trading their whole draft to get up that far,
yeah.
Right? Like, if you like a player at the top and you're a 32, you have to consider outside-the-box things. Otherwise, there's no chance you could ever get the player, right?
Yeah.
All the draft picks or a player. Like, how do you move up that far? They probably can't get him. But, Hugh, I'll tell you what. We're going to be doing a live draft show on Thursday. If for somehow Carter doesn't go in the top three picks, my eye is going to be on it.
It's going to be interesting to see. And let's not forget that A.J. has an infatuation with New England. I mean, that's the fact. He has an infatuation.
Well, he grew up a fan. He said he was upset he didn't get drafted there. Yeah, the Vrabel thing.
Julian Edelman's jersey.
He just got it.
He got his Edelman jersey. So, I mean, there's that. So, I mean, listen. I don't think – here's the thing. If that happened, I don't think AJ would be that upset about it. Not saying it's going to happen, people. So, you know, for y'all that don't like to listen to the whole cut. So let me just say, I don't think it's going to happen. But if it did, I don't think he would be upset. I really don't.
I tend to agree with you.
He won't be upset about
it. He's always seemed like he wanted to be there. Look, I think he's going to be here, but I do think it's interesting that it didn't just stop with our hypotheticals on Friday. It continued up in Boston with what they're hearing. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile, the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Or we want to come back to something else Schefter said about the Eagles in that article this morning. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. First, though, Twitter question here about Andrew Painter. I would move him to the bullpen. I think the Phillies' issue this year in the bullpen is real, significant, and it could cost them. And there's a way to fix it. They have a great young arm sitting down there in the minor leagues. Should the Phillies transition Andrew Painter to the bullpen? 67% no, 33% yes, early in the vote. Let's go to Ken in Mays Landing. What's up, Ken?
Happy Monday, everybody.
Hey, Ken, what's up, buddy?
See, you gave it up too early, man. You've been on Selma Hayek for a couple of years, man. And she is a lovely.
But see, you know what, Ken, and I appreciate you listening, man. I try to make them show-centric and try to keep them where, you know, they're easy. Like if you listen, you would catch it. But, yeah, he caught it.
I think Hugh wanted a good win today. He wanted to get this thing
is
early.
That what it was?
Yeah, this was a self-esteem boost that someone got this early on.
You funny.
All I have to say is from dusk till dawn. Check out that seductress scene. What a lovely lady.
Yeah, that was that
anyway,
was
good call. Was good. But listen, Joe, I never thought, man, what a great idea, dude. Because we can't make Walker along, man. Ranger doesn't deserve it. He has proved himself. So why not go with Painter and give him 2-3? Let him come up. That's a great idea, Joe. I really like it. I'm surprised the poll came out like that, but I think it's a great idea, man. Get him some innings, see what he can do. He can't be any worse than Romano.
Oh, I think he'd be so much better. And Ken, I think for some people, they'd be worried it would stunt his development. And you brought that up. And it would change his development, right? Because, you know, we want him to build his innings every year. But I value this year more than I value the next couple years. Like, we can get
it. So your long man? Who's your long man? Walker? Ranger?
Right.
I'd rather have Ranger starting and not Walker as a long man.
Yep. Well, and then, Ken, like, the other thing I thought about is because his bullpen is so taxed, right? Like, because Painter can go two or three innings, right? It doesn't have to just be one inning stints because he's already stretched out. If they're winning a game after six, he could just finish that game. Like, you close out a win, and then, you know, he'll pitch 3 or 4 days later. But, like, you can almost create something that most teams don't have, a guy that could come out of the bullpen but almost has some length to him like a starter, too.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Oh, shoot. I got a fish. I got to go. See you guys.
You got it, Ken. Ken, appreciate it.
No, he's fishing.
He's got a fish.
I'm jealous.
Do you think he just literally got a fish there? Like he felt it?
Like he called on the boat and he had the reel in and he's like, I got a hook.
It's like a lot of people that didn't go to work today, so they're probably fishing somewhere.
Why today? Not a lot of work people day?
Because of the holiday?
Little hangover from 420?
Yeah. Well, or
Easter.
Easter.
Is Easter a day that you kind of
still trying to find them damn Easter eggs?
Yeah, but I didn't like. Is Easter a day you need a day off the next day after?
Obviously so, because this morning coming into work, traffic was a little light.
It was lighter.
It was a little light. So I guess people was in the communion wine or something. They was getting it in.
Refill that communion wine. It's empty for the fifth time. What is going on around here? Let's grab Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey Joe, how are you guys?
Hey Tom, what's up, buddy?
And Hugh.
What up, Tom? How you doing?
Hey, Tom.
All right, listen, Hugh.
Yes.
Man, your clues have got to get a little bit tougher, man. That was
I can't wait. Now, hold up, Tom.
You know what? This
win.
Might be a side topic. Does Hugh Douglas give good clues? I think the answer is clearly no.
I get one knock it out of the park one time. Yep. Not my clues are too easy.
Mm-hmm.
I was on hold for two calls, and the guy got it. I mean,
you got to make it harder. What are you doing?
That was pretty fast.
Come on, Hugh.
Every now and then. Every now and then. I mess
Joe,
up.
Yes, Tom.
I like your thought of the bullpen being crap. It is.
It is complete crap. Their ERA is 5.8. Okay, yep.
But I don't believe the answer is bringing our future ace up early after Tommy John surgery. The kid's only 20 years old. Now, when you're a starter, like, and I've never been in baseball or anything like that, but I have to imagine that being a starting pitcher, you have a different regimen, like a physical and mental, than you do in the bullpen.
Yes. Well, yeah, the whole problem, I mean, you mentioned this. The mentality is certainly different, right? Because you're trying to set up guys and think about the next at bat. When you're a reliever, you're just trying to get outs.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, this kid's 20 years old. He's going to be our future ace, and we want to bring him up and put him in the mix of a bullpen. Listen, he's only going to throw two innings anyway, and somebody else will blow it. So we need to internally within the organization figure out the bullpen problem and not try to solve it with bringing up our future ace to say, okay, yeah, this is going to solve it.
Well, but why? I mean, like,
I think because of the mentality. Because not to help Tom out a little bit, because like we were talking about Romano yesterday and how bad he was.
He's terrible.
But in his mind, it was like, okay, my velocity was up.
Yeah.
And my location, you know, I just got hit around. That's kind of the mentality. Don't you have to be a closer? You can't worry about your last outing. You have to compartmentalize the fact that you got hit around, but right. You had good stuff.
Now, to be fair, we don't know if Painter has or doesn't have this mentality. I mean, maybe he'd love it. We don't know.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, you're right.
Well, let me just give you this analogy, and here you might understand this. Like kickers and punters and all that, they sit down at the end of the they're kind of weird. Like they're not part of they're part of the team, but they're kind of like in their head. A relief pitcher is certain mentality, and they have a different regimen than a starter. I mean, a starter
so they
knows he's going to
yeah they do. But Tom, let's not forget. I just want to put this in the conversation. Most relief pitchers were starters. They're failed starters. I mean, like every once in a while, you draft one that was a reliever in college. I would say 85% of relief pitchers were starting pitchers, and they just weren't good enough, or they got hurt, or they transitioned because the team needed them. Like, no one's born a relief pitcher. You just you make your way there.
Right, Joe. Don't cut me off. I got one more comment for you. Okay, this Ezeraku.
Donovan Ezeraku. Yes.
Okay. Now, just say we end up with him. You know what his name's going to be for me when I call on the radio station? It's going to be Rocky.
See, Tom's with me. The
yeah,
Rock
Rocky.
Is his nickname.
The Rock.
Rocky, the Rock.
I mean,
see
it's
that?
All right. It's all right.
Wait, it's better than what you tried to throw out there. It's going to get half the people in trouble. You can't do that. Don't you believe this guy?
Angry advocate.
We can't do that.
I thought it was funny, though.
But I'm saying, isn't that a cool nickname as a Rocker?
Yes.
The Rock.
Yeah, come on, Rock. Rocky. Tom, I think there's something there. Plus, he's a good player. Tom, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. I did put up the poll here. Does Hugh give good clues for Hugh's clues? You're gonna get slaughtered on this one. You know that?
No, I'm not worried about that. Okay. They just don't listen. People are starting to listen. Yeah. They're starting to come around.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're coming around.
Well, because Big V guessed it in the first, just off top of his head?
Big V listens. He's a listener.
Was it a good clue, Buzz, or did he just get a lucky guess?
That felt a little lucky to me.
Very lucky.
Just, yeah, saying they were in the top 100, that could have been how many actresses?
Tons. I mean,
That felt a little... He didn't know way to know, but a little fishy.
Yeah, he threw a dart, and he was able to get it there. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Self.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Self?
First off, I would take and make a six-man rotation. I would bring Painter up, put him in the bullpen, and send one of them other bullpen arms back down to the minors to get some work. That's what I would that's what I would do with that situation. Secondly, I don't fully blame Romano because Topper leaves these dudes in too long. The moment he starts to see they getting hit around or the score starting to slip away, he needs to take action, and he don't take urgent action. That's my only problem with him.
Oh, okay, now, but the other guys stink too. Like, there's no good options other than Alvarado and Strom right now. I mean, that... I agree with you. He probably could have got Romano out quicker on Saturday, but boy, that's a tough spot to put a guy in up seven and you think you might have to lose the game that way.
It is, but you got to make hard decisions. That's the job of the manager.
Yep, it is.
You know what I mean? Now, as far as the Eagles thing, first of all, I wouldn't put it past this diva, dramatic AJ that had his set up for his car to be stolen because he wanted to get out of Philly and he wanted to go to New England. And I'm glad you said think out of the box because that's who I am and that's what I do. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't even put that past him to set that whole thing up because he don't want to be here no more anyway. That's just
This is three-dimensional chess now.
Now, no, because I feel like they playing checkers with that. Now, here we go. the infamous Howard Roseman strikes again. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just waiting on the tight end situation.
Goddard.
To pan out. It's the Goddard to see what happens, right? Mm. Because I told y'all before, y'all can say what y'all want, but he does this homeboy discount or you're out. Brotherhood payout and you're in. Y'all can say what y'all want, but pay attention to they could have gave Becton money. They could have gave CJ money. They could have gave Slay money. They do what they want to do with who they want to do it with. Pay closer attention. Like, this is something that needs to
One thing that I think is fair to bring up in this, Self, is most of the guys they extend are their draft picks. Right? They extended Devontae.
They take care of their own.
They extended Jalen. They extended Juergens, Dickerson. I mean, these are their draft picks. Lane. I mean, most of the guys they keep around are their own draft picks.
Well, you had to keep Jalen. You didn't have an option of another quarterback, so you had to keep him.
I understand.
Him.
And that was it was smart to keep him. I mean, just won the Super Bowl, sure.
And the same as with Devontae, you had to keep him because AJ is a wild card. You don't know what's going to pan out with him. Mm-hmm. So in certain situations, I can see why they kept certain players. But there's a lot of players they let go that they could have kept.
Well, I agree with that too. Self, I haven't loved this offseason. Self, we appreciate the call. I mean, Hugh, trying to find the common denominator between who they keep and who they don't. They have reasons for every player, right?
Yeah.
Age, productivity.
Locker room fit.
Who they have behind that guy in the depth chart. I mean, look, I wanted to keep Milton Williams, that he got too expensive for them, right?
Yeah.
Could they have kept Becton? Yes. If you asked me a question, would I rather keep Becton or Juergens? I mean, Juergens is better.
Yeah.
And he was drafted here.
In a small sample size, Mekhi did play well
he did.
For him. I think it's hard to say, but to Self's point, they take care of their own. They take care of their own. Now, I'm curious to know what happened with the CJ GJ thing. We don't know.
That's the one of this whole offseason that didn't add up.
Yeah. I think if, you know, me doing my reckless speculation here, mm-hmm. I think it had to do with money.
I think you're right.
They didn't want to give him whatever it was. He felt that he was old, and they decided to move on, coupled with the fact that I don't think they really liked the way that he played the defense that time.
But boy, they're good with him on the field.
Man,
as much as they may not love some of the freelancing, it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does.
It was definitely that. And that's just interesting. But there's a reason. Like, a lot of times decisions are made that sometimes they're football related and not. If that's the best way I could put it. Sometimes they're driven by other factors outside of football.
Of course. Money, locker. I mean, this is just like 50 things that go on. Look, I wanted to keep him too, and he's not here, and now they got to replace him at safety. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we got a lot coming up here. We will have a daily mock at 1 o'clock. There's only a few left. I always get so sad when it's about to end.
We got like, what, two or three? Three.
What, three more after today?
Well, you're not going to do one Thursday because the Thursday day to draft, are you?
That's our last one.
Okay, well, that's four then. We got four.
We got a short show on Wednesday.
Okay.
We got an afternoon game. I think we only have three left, Hugh. We got to make these count. That comes up at 1 o'clock. We'll check in with you people later on.
You people.
Huge series of the Phillies starting tonight. They go back to the scene of the crime up at Citi Field where their season ended last year. Phillies Mets. We'll talk about that series. And on the other side, let me hear your conversation and phone calls on Andrew Painter. I want to move him to the bullpen because I just feel like the easiest fix is here. His name is Andrew Painter. He's healthy. He's dominating. And he can come up here and quickly, and I think help this bullpen better than anyone they could acquire this season. Would you move Painter to the bullpen and change his trajectory as a starting pitcher? But when we get back, Adam Schefter, along with throwing cold water on the A.J. Brown trade idea, he did talk about the Eagles, what he's hearing they might do on Thursday, this weekend, the draft, with all these draft picks they got. We're going to hit that next. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a favorite. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.